Thank you, David. Thank you very much. I wear this with great honor, and I know it's been 4 years. David, you set the agenda for this organization, and we will run forward with that agenda. David has mentioned many things tonight. He talked about making a change. He talked about making a difference. His father mentioned that to him. Well, David has done those things. He has made a big difference for this organization. He has moved it from what I would call maybe a social club to a professional service organization with international ramifications. And he has set the agenda, and he has organized, and he has energized the IFAJ. And it is my pledge to you that for the next 2 years or 4 years, depending on what that is, I will do those same things, and I will try to move this organization to the next level with your help, because the IFAJ is an inclusive group. It is an inclusive group, and where have you gone? Okay. You're still there? Okay. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you to David, and thank you to all of you for the confidence that you placed in me, and I promise not to let you down. So thank you. Just a few things I want to say before we move on. I couldn't do any of this without help. No man is an island. And we've had lots of help. My family has helped. And of course, they're not here, but I do have another family. It's my American colleagues. I would like them to stand, please. My American colleagues. Oh, they're outside. Okay. They're out there. They know who they are. And I want to say thank you to them. So, and I also want to say a thank you to our hosts. With all the people from Austria and Slovenia, the folks who have helped, plus their sponsors, please rise, please stand up. We know what, please stand up. We know that hard work is hard work. Thank you. We know that hard work is hard work no matter what language you speak. And we know that you've given us great hospitality this week, and we really, really appreciate it. It's not easy for people to travel to different places and come together, and we know organization is never easy, but you pulled it off, and we thank you. We thank you very much. So I'd also like to have a couple other folks stand up. They're going to be my teammates for the next few years. Our new Presidium, please stand up. Owen, James, Marcus. And I would like our executive committee to stand up. Our IFAJ executive committee. Some folks don't know exactly who you are, but these are the eyes and the ears of the IFAJ. These are the folks who help set policy for the IFAJ and will be the people thinking about ideas in the next few years. And these are my friends and my colleagues, and I want to say thank you to them. You know, David mentioned the word change. I can tell you right now how IFAJ has changed me. I was a typical American child growing up on a farm in Illinois, on a grain farm. And my world was my family, my church, my school, my village. And it was pretty much like that until I went to university. I didn't know about the rest of the world. I didn't know about any of you folks. And all of a sudden, I got out into the real world. And I took a job, and then I married a girl who had been on a Swiss farm as an exchange student. And I went to visit those people, and we fell in love with those people, and we were fast friends with those people. And then I visited other cultures, in Germany, and France, and England, and then I met David in 1996 in Ireland, and fell in love with that culture. And the point is, IFAJ and all these world experiences, they changed me. And I know they will change others as we go along. IFAJ can be a powerful force. So the thing I remember too is that we have many exchange students in our home in the last 10 years. And the first thing you find out about each other is that all the differences between us. You know, we have different languages, different foods. But by the time you know each other, you think about the things that you have in common. That's what an IFAJ Congress does for you. You have differences, and then you find out you have shared values. And what else could be better than to find out all the things that you have in common? Because it's our differences that make us interesting, but it's our common purposes, it's our shared values that make us a family. So I just want to say, here's to the IFAJ family, and thank you very much for tonight. Marcus, do you have something?